to the Raising Kids on Your Knees podcast, where we equip parents to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of their children. One of the ways that we do that is by offering you not just this podcast every week, but also Legacy, a mom podcast that I get to do with my oldest daughter, Britt. We're all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? Britt and I were both leaving a legacy of destruction, and we talk about those things that will turn your legacy around so that you leave a legacy of life for your children and the generations to follow. I'll leave a link here in the show notes. We drop a new episode every Thursday. By far, one of the biblical disciplines that has had the biggest impact on my life is the choice to forgive those who have wronged me. I know it will have a big impact on your life too. Forgiveness has the power to change the trajectory of our lives. Forgiveness is also a subject that sparks a lot of emotion in all of us. Walking in unconditional obedience to Jesus in this area has been one of the hardest places I have had to walk personally. Forgiveness is at the very foundation of our ability to walk in freedom and victory with Christ over our past and our present. It will also require the utmost of integrity on our part to pull it off. Teaching our children at early ages what forgiveness is and isn't and how to walk in it will give them an early advantage to walking in freedom and victory in their lives. Let's start off with a few things about what forgiveness is and isn't. First and foremost, forgiveness is required by God. We are commanded in the Bible to forgive others as we have been forgiven. Forgiveness keeps us from the trap of Satan in our lives. If we want to be like Christ, it is a requirement. Forgiveness is not forgetting what someone has done to us, although I can say that forgetting has been a long-term benefit of forgiveness personally. God is omniscient. He cannot forget. However, he promises not to hold our sin against us. As his disciples, the same is required of us. Forgiveness does not mean that you tolerate sin in someone else. Just because you've forgiven someone does not mean your relationship with them is a healthy one. Sometimes it's best we walk away from unhealthy and abusive relationships. Forgiveness does not seek revenge. It's natural to want to lash out at someone who has hurt you, but God is clear. Revenge is His and His alone. This is probably the hardest part of all. Forgiveness is agreeing to live with the consequences of the other person's sin. Some things, once they've happened, have consequences that can't be taken back. Let's face it, we are all living the consequences of Adam and Eve's sin. And let's not forget, others are living the consequences of our choices as well. We can choose the bondage of bitterness or the freedom of forgiveness. These next five principles that I'm going to share with you are truths from the Bible that will help you to walk in the freedom of forgiveness. At the end of the podcast, I'll give you five tips that will help you step up your spiritual parenting when it comes to forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness isn't about our feelings. Matthew 6, 14 and 15 says this, "If you forgive those who sin against you, our Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiving someone has nothing to do with our feelings, and it is the first step in learning how to forgive as Christ has forgiven us. If we wait until we feel like forgiving someone, we simply won't do it. Forgiveness is a choice of our will out of obedience to Jesus Christ. We are to forgive others simply because Jesus commands us to, period. The consequence of choosing not to forgive is broken fellowship with God. There are also some pretty big physical consequences that I will mention later in the podcast. Unforgiveness is a sin we must deal with daily in order to maintain a healthy relationship with God. The good news is our feelings will follow our choice of obedience every single time. Second, knowing that when we don't forgive, it's an open door for the enemy. Look at 2 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 11. "When you forgive this man, I forgive him too, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes." Withholding forgiveness from another is a surefire way for the enemy to have control in our lives. Unforgiveness opens the door for his attack and keeps us from walking in the victory Jesus died for. Forgiveness is a weapon of warfare. It was the very weapon Jesus used on the cross, and it's also the very weapon we must use if we want to walk in freedom and victory in Christ. Forgiveness is the door to victory and freedom in Jesus. When we choose unforgiveness, it's like leaving your front door open 24/7 for the enemy to just waltz right in. Third, hurt people hurt people. We've heard that said. However, Romans 12:19 is clear that we are not to take revenge when we are wronged. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, "I will take revenge. I will pay them back," says the Lord. My knee-jerk reaction to the hurt I feel from another is to turn around and hurt them right back. We are born with a propensity toward revenge. Just watch sibling rivalry. We are commanded in this verse to never take revenge. Revenge is reserved for God and God alone. Understanding that our righteous anger over something does not stay righteous very long is critical. Choosing to forgive and release the one who has wounded us to God guarantees that he will take care of what they have done to you. We must leave the revenge up to God. Fourth, unforgiveness is poison spiritually and physically. Ephesians 4:31 commands us, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Withholding forgiveness of another eventually turns to bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. It continues to go downhill from there. A quick search on your computer will show you the effects of bitterness on your physical body. It is spiritual cancer and it'll eat you alive. We were never created to carry around the effects of unforgiveness in our physical bodies. That's why we need to choose to forgive those who have wronged us. Unforgiveness is a poison we drink hoping that the other person dies. And lastly, you've heard it said, confession is good for the soul. But 1 John 1:9 confirms it. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. We must first confess our unforgiveness to God as sin and ask him for his forgiveness. Then extending the same forgiveness that we've just received from God to others is the very key to walking in victory in Christ over our past. If you or your children are struggling in your walk with Christ, start looking at those places you need to forgive other people. As you begin to make the choice to forgive, the feelings of grace will wash over you fresh and new. Why? Because feelings will always follow obedience. When we look at forgiveness as a choice and not a feeling, we will learn to make that choice despite our feelings. Taking our hurt and pain to God and allowing it to touch our emotional core will begin the process of healing from the hurts of our past. God can handle all the tears. Don't worry, those are tears that wash away the filth of sin. Trust me when I say, I've had to choke the words out of my mouth a time or two, but God was and will always be faithful to wash over us the feelings of grace and freedom that follow obedience to him. Here are your 5 tips that will help you step up your spiritual parenting this week. 1, teach your children that forgiveness has nothing to do with our feelings. If we wait until we feel like forgiving, it simply won't happen. 2, our children need to understand that unforgiveness is an open door for the enemy. 3, there will be hurtful people in our children's lives. Help them to understand that hurt people will hurt people, but that healed people will help heal other people, and then train them to be one of those people who are healers for others. 4, are there areas of your children's lives where they are drinking the poison of unforgiveness? 5, learning to confess unforgiveness as sin and choose forgiveness of others is the door to freedom and victory in Christ. And we need to teach our children that. Let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friend. I lift them up to you today. Lord, speak to their hearts right now. Help them to make a list of those people that they need to choose to forgive. That we choose and we release them to you, Lord Jesus. They owe us nothing, but they owe you everything. Lord, help us to walk in the freedom of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.